You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Probably, what, 2 to 3 weeks away from the tree people?
Yeah, I've seen some of the local news people starting to post about peak viewing times and where to go and all that, you know.
Are they guessing?
They just repost them from last year, I think. I haven't looked because I've lived here my entire life, and I guess it's special, but it's not special anymore. You know, it's one of those things. Oh. Like, now it's kind of like wallpaper. Yeah, it happens. Is that a bad attitude to have about the leaves?
Nah, the wallpaper, it's kinda, you know, like, okay, applies with the mountains and everything. You know,
it
people
does.
Just get used to seeing it, and they don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
The one tree on my property that's the most gorgeous of all is the one that fell down in a storm the other day. And it's like, oh, man. Hmm. That was one thing Gretchen pointed out. She goes, that one, when the leaves change, that one is the prettiest.
Not anymore.
It's like, dang.
Now they're all brown.
we were laughing about all of the, you know, the crap that this house has put up with over the last year between having to replace all the pipes and the trees falling down and like three other things, right? It's just been crazy. And last night, we were sitting out on the patio and we had this pergola thing off the back deck. And while we were sitting on the patio, we hear this thung and this giant blue heron landed on the top of that pergola. Huge. Mm-hmm. Blue herons are beautiful,
they are.
Right?
Big.
It landed, and I grabbed my phone to start shooting a video of it, and I actually captured, as it stood there, took a massive dump on top of the
awesome.
Pergola. Captured all of it, including the sound of it hitting the metal roof.
Yeah.
And then this thing majestically flew off, and we were laughing about how that's kind of indicative of the year for this house. Now the wildlife is just...
Even the birds hate it.
Yeah, they're just dumping on it now. And like, that is hilarious.
Gross.
I'll send you the video.
Gross.
It's pretty damn funny. So that's going on. Story came out this morning about hoarding. Now, I know you've talked about a family member of yours who might have a bit of a problem.
Might.
With this.
We haven't been over to that family member's house in about 5-6 years. I think we're trying to figure that out the other day because, apparently you can't even get in the front door now. So, yeah. Yeah, I do. I have a family member dealing with it.
So that's like one of those TV shows, The Extreme Hoarders.
Oh, yeah. You ever watch that show? It's insane.
I've seen clips of it, and that's enough for me to go,
Some of these people have their entire house filled, and then they back in and bring in those like shipping containers, and then those are full of stuff on their property, too.
Yeah.
And then they have like multiple sheds and garages, and that is definitely a sickness. It's an illness.
Yeah, that's
it's quite sad when you watch the, once you get past the shocking aspect of it, it is quite sad.
Yeah, it's a mental issue.
It is.
There's no doubt. People need to get some.
You
know, and I always worry about if, you know, could I go down that path later? My dad was not a hoarder like that, but he was the kind of guy who found it difficult to throw a bunch of stuff away. Mostly because of the "I will fix that later" mentality.
Sure, I might need that. I might fix that. It's still good.
And I have never come anywhere close to that with him. But I'm like, do I have a gene for that? Is that a hereditary thing that
I think you would have discovered it by now? You would have had it by now, I think.
I think the only thing, because I was looking at this list, and they're talking about how half of Americans claim that they basically hoard stuff. That's a pretty big number, and they listed the things that people find the hardest to get rid of. And number 10 on the list was books. And so that made me sit up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've never thought of it as hoarding. I thought of it as like a home library. But am I hoarding books?
It is kind of funny to think of it this way. I mean, traditionally you think of, yeah, you can't go down in your basement without walking a very narrow path and it's floor to ceiling crap. But maybe you just have one little area in your house that is full of books, or like my closet is, I'm a Vans guy. I love shoes. So I've got a lot of shoes that I'm hoarding, essentially.
Right, and like Josh has got like 300 pairs of shoes.
Shoes
something.
And Legos. That guy loves his Legos. And then, you know, I think about all my vintage toys that I have in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm kind of hoarding those.
So, you know, we have, you know, they list the top 10 of things. And you and I are both on this list because for me, it's books. For you, they have listed as memorabilia. And you're big on...
Yeah.
Memorabilia and stuff from your past. So you've got all your containers filled with all of that. You know, you're talking about clothes for just a second. I remember looking at a house many years ago. I was house hunting, and one of them I went to see, it was a singer, a single woman. I think she was in her 40s or maybe 50s, and she lived in this house, but she had a giant walk-in closet that was, you know, full, but then another room, it was an actual bedroom she had converted to yet another closet.
I love that.
And so it was two-tiered all the way around with clothing racks.
Yes.
And then like two large built-in, you know, like dresser things.
Love it.
And then a thing, that like one half of a whole wall with shoes. I mean, it was like you're walking through a department store.
I love seeing those pictures. And generally, like, there's a big mirror on one wall and like a giant ottoman-type chair thing in the middle that you can sit on. And like, so getting dressed is an experience in that room.
Right. Yeah, is that hoarding?
That's hoarding. Sure it is.
One giant walk-in closet, and then it's probably in the other closets in the house, and then a whole other room that was another closet.
Yeah, that's clothes hoarding. It sure is. Absolutely. Yeah. I like the one on here, too, with the seasonal decor. I mean, we all know those people that just pile everything out onto the lawn when it comes to, you know, Halloween or Christmas. I had to talk myself off the ledge the other day because I was at Lowe's, and they had one of those giant skeletons that is, like, as tall as your house.
Yeah.
On, like, wicked markdown, and I was like, ooh, do I do it?
Do I?
But then you look at the box that it comes in, and I'm like, well, now I got to store that the entire year. And then I turned into skeleton guy with the big dumb skeleton out front. So I didn't end up doing it, but the kids were egging me on.
way to be strong. There.
I know. I was like, strong. I don't need a giant 9-foot skeleton. I really, really don't.